All right, everyone. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. A little warning: things could get rough. I may have to cut this if you know what happens. This is a Sei Shoujo game, so it is possible. Untie me. I want more. Make me feel good. What's next? What are you going to do to me next? You're going to show us your most embarrassing moments. I grab the open Coke bottle in one hand. With the other hand, I pull a few soda tablets from my pocket. You're not going to put those tablets in the Coke and shove it up her butt, are you? Yes. Why the soda tablets? Do they have a particular meaning? Don't you know when you put the soda tablets in carbonated fluids, they erupt? Takigawa is right. I put about 3 tablets in the bottle and put it up to Leona's butt quickly. Are you going to give it to me in my butt? I like the butt. Well, you're about to get the Coca-Cola man in your ass. Ah! Leona has no idea what's coming. She's overjoyed. She's about to. That shit's gonna burst on her like the Kool-Aid man when he goes, oh yeah! Then drink to your heart's content. I shoved a Coke bottle into your rectum. Oh, wow. Grr. The bottle pushed her rectum open and goes into her intestines. Dude, you could kill her like this. The soda tablets start to melt. The black fluid starts to bubble like it's exploding. Oh, what? It's coming inside me. Well, it would actually feel like that when it erupted. But oh my god. Can I stress? Don't do this. Like, I don't care what you may think. I didn't think this would be very, 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 very bad for somebody. I want the soda to come in me. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it. Don't be that degenerate. This is a game. This is a game, folks. The pressure from the extra carbonation caused the fluids to shoot out the mouth of her bottle and into her butthole. My god. What degeneracy. What is this? My butt! My butt! The fluids flow mercilessly into Leona's colon. Her face, which was soft with a pleasure a moment ago, starts to grow pale. Yeah, I'll bet. Gurgle, gurgle, her oh my god. Leona's belly swells instantly, and because of the carbonation, the pain Leona's experiencing must be intense. Yeah. The contents of the bottle in her butt are sucked into her belly in no time. Most of it is gone. I go for the second bottle. My god, she's gonna look pregnant. It hurts. The Coke and the extra carbonation do it have filled her belly. She's desperately trying to endure the pain. It's not over yet, as Zero famously says. I pull the empty bottle out of her butt and stick the next one into her butt immediately. The extra carbonated Coke gets pushed into her rectum without a moment's break. The black fluid shoots into her immediately. It's coming in again! The contents of the bottle gurgle noisily as they get sucked into Leona's body. We can see her belly swelling as this is happening. She's numb from the medicine, but it still must hurt a lot. This is the last one, so enjoy it. I snicker as I say this and shove the bottle all the way in. Girl. Her anus is lubricated with semen and the giant bottle slides right in. Her anus is spread open so much it must hurt. At the same time, the contents of the bottle are shooting into her colon. It hurts! Take it out! Leona's belly is so distended it's making her cry. She cries out in pain for help. Wow, this is too much. Her butthole can't stretch anymore. I can't believe it fit in there. It's a mystery. Hurry. Hurry, take it out. My tummy is going to explode. Okay, you can take it out whatever you want. I say and move away from Leona. Leona's in so much pain she can't even stand up. Wow, this brings back Starless vibes. Remember, this is like right, but you know, that was this game, Cleavage, and then Starless. So they clearly made this worse than Starless. She tries to push it out by bearing down. Takigawa, don't stand there, it's dangerous. Huh? But before Takigawa comprehends, the thing is ready to shoot out of Leona's butt. Bang! In that moment, the bottle stuck in Leona's butt shoots out of her like a rocket with a loud bang. It's like fucking Doom 1 style. Crack! The bottle shoots out of her butt with great force. It hits Takigawa in the face and he falls to the ground. You can't make this shit up. It's gonna come out! Oh, then Leona's anus opens up and black fluid comes shooting out of her. I'm going to come! She continues to spray fluid. The force of it makes her come instantly. Squirt, splat! Leona continues to shake and shoot out 3 liters of black fluid. It sprays at least 3 meters and lands all over Takigawa, who is knocked out on the floor. Man, he has shit for luck, that guy. Or is he covered in it? Okay, it's done. I actually won't. I mean, that's not a big deal. Because, I mean, again, if it was like pounds of crap, it would be different. But, yeah. I even got by with that on closed game, where there was just that one scene. I didn't figure that was a big issue. Like, if she just starts going crazy and there's shit everywhere, there's no way I'll cut the video. When everything has come out of her, she passes out. Now I'm satisfied. If we have this much shamefulness on tape, Leona has to behave. Oh, we're out of tape. God. She's been full-on traumatized. Like, that's full-on traumatized, guys. Let's call it, then. If we have this much material, she can't really do much to us. Wow, that was great. So what are we gonna do about this? Izume points to Leona and Takigawa on the floor. Poor Takigawa is completely knocked out, and he's covered in the stuff Leona sprayed out. If we wake him up now, he'll be in shock. Let's leave him till he wakes up. Great idea, and what about the princess? We'll put her clothes back on her and dump her in a random classroom. I'm gonna start editing. When we come up with a plan, we start cleaning up. I feel bad for Leona, but we put her clothes back on her and take her back to the classroom when we first captured her. I would love to see her expression when she wakes up. Now that we have the video, she's gonna have to watch her step with us. She should remember everything when she wakes up. If she tries to play dumb, we have the proof on tape. I can't wait to see her face when she sees me tomorrow. And the next day after school. Leona's shaking in front of me. She's glaring at me, gritting her teeth. In my hands is the entire DVD that we recorded yesterday. So what do you think? We've captured your most humiliating moments on this DVD. And you can even see it from all kinds of different angles. Even your face is perfectly clear. No one can deny that it's you.
ここで上映して確かめてもいいけど。
We can play it right now to make sure. Leona's face twists even more as I speak. I've never seen her like this. When I think of how the tables have turned, a smile spreads across my face.
ね、どうする?素直に僕の要求を飲んでくれるなら、これを渡してあげてもいいよ。
So what are you going to do? Are you going to meet my demands? If you do, I'll give this to you.
誰があんたの要求など飲むものですか?
Yeah, I will never meet your demands.
音川さんの推薦を私が誠心誠意行えですって?
You want me to sponsor Otakawa-san with sincerity?
笑わせますわ。誰があんな女の推薦なんて真面目にするものですか?最初からあの女が二度とそんな気を起こさないようにめちゃめちゃに潰してあげるつもりですわ。
Don't make me laugh. I'd never nominate her for real. My plan is to ruin her so she never tries anything like this again.
そんなことだろうと思ってね。ほんと、これを取
ったらいいなったというものだ。I'm so glad I have this.
そんなもの、誰が私本人だと信じることですか?
No one will believe that it's me.
じゃあこれ、学園中に配ろうかな。
Then I'll distribute it all over school.
なんですって?
What'd you say? I'll not allow you to do that.Leona's playing right into my hand. At this rate, she's definitely going to meet my demand.
そうだわ。お金で買い取ってあげますわ。100万。いや、1000万出してもいいですわ。
I know, I'll buy it off you. 10,000. No, I'll pay 100,000.
これってそんなに価値があるんだ。
I see, it's worth that much. I smile at Leona's anger. I decide to go in for the kill.
じゃあ、ただであげるよ。その代わり、音川の推薦を無事にやり遂げること。それだけ約束してくれれば、あのことは誰にもバラしたりしない。
I'll give it to you for free, but in return, you will make sure Otakawa is nominated without incident. If you promise me that, I won't tell anyone about this. After thinking about it for a while, she opens her mouth.
わかりましたわ。
Fine, I'll meet your demands.
その要求。
約束したよ。
It's a promise.
わかったから。
Fine, now hand it over.
それを早くこっちに渡しなさい。
I toss the DVD to Leona, who's waiting impatiently.
ほら!
There. Catch.
バーカ! バーカ!
Suddenly, Leona changes her attitude.
誰がそんなもの引き受けるものですか? こんなもの!
I would never agree to that. This thing. Crack! She says and throws the DVD down on the floor as hard as she can.
こんなもの! こうしてやる! こうしてやる!
This is what I'm going to do to this.
死ね死ね死ね死ね! これでもう貴様の企みも無駄無駄無駄無駄!
Die, 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 die. Now all your plans are through, through, through. Crackle, snap. She stomps on the DVD until it's dust. Then she spreads it around with her feet. She thinks she's won.
言っとくけど、それコピーだから。
Just so you know, that was just a copy.
Huh?
When she hears this, the blood drains out of her face.
マスターはちゃんとテープで保管してあるよ。しかも、
The master tape is in a safe place, and Sudo's making large numbers of copies. You tricked me! No, you did.
とにかく、無事に僕の要求を聞かなければ、学園中どころか、インターネットで全世界に無料配信する。
Anyway,
if
you don't meet my demands, I'll broadcast this for free, not just at school, but on the internet.I say this and get up and leave. After hearing what I said, she screams, then passes out. Leona-san, are you okay? After that, Leona was a new person. She must really not want that video played, which is understandable knowing the content. Since that day, she had no secret plans while practicing with Otakawa. She agrees to our demands.For a few days, she continues to play the princess. The day of the election announcement comes without incident. We're in the dressing room waiting for our turn. Otakawa, Leona, and I are the only three in the room. The others have gone back to their posts and are waiting for the address to begin. It's an all-school assembly. Everyone should be gathered in the gym waiting to hear Otakawa speak. I see that Otakawa is a bit nervous. She looks tense. Why don't you relax your shoulders a bit?Yeah. Otakawa nods and forces a smile for me. Don't worry, Morimoto-san has your back. I say that and glance over at Leona. That's right. I'm gonna announce my support for you, so there's nothing to worry about. Leona says through her teeth. She pounds on her big chest confidently. Thank you. It's almost time. Takigawa comes to the room to get Otokawa. Otokawa quickly gets up and straightens her clothes out. Good luck, Otokawa. I'll be in my seat rooting for you. Uh-huh. Let's go, Otokawa-san. Let's get out there and get this over with. Leona leads Otokawa out of the room. I see them out and run out to the gym with Takigawa. We eventually see the two of them enter the stage. Otokawa and Leona walk slowly to the center of the stage and bow in front of the mic. Leona's nomination speech begins. Leona is nervous. I can see it. Everyone, I am Leona Morimoto. I have nominated Saki Otokawa-san to run for student body president. There's only one reason why I'm nominating her. It's because she's the one. Yeah, right. I listen to the words coming out of Leona's mouth in shock. Everyone in the gymnasium is shocked by Leona's uncharacteristic speech. I am saying this, so there is no mistake about it. I think she is much more appropriate than I am. I will gladly relinquish my seat as president to her. Our nomination speech goes on for a while. She ad-libs quite a bit. Everyone there listens in shock. This will conclude my nomination speech. Lastly, I'd like to say, I hope you will all vote for Saki Otokawa-san. When Leona's speech ends, everyone applauds. Leona practically flees the stage with an unpleasant look on her face at the audience response. Anyway, the matter with Leona ended with no incident. Now, so long as Otokawa does a good job, the presidency is hers. Thank you, Morimoto-san. I'm Saki Otokawa, whom she just introduced. I'm sure you all know this, but if I were to be elected president, I watch Otokawa speaking passionately on the stage. I watch her, dazzled. There isn't a sign of nervousness. There's no doubt that the school would be in good shape in her hands. I'll do everything I can to help her. Even though we were forced into it, Otokawa and I now have a special relationship. Leona will no longer get in the way. My ideal school life can now begin, and Otokawa and I can start over, properly. I watch her, fantasizing. I still haven't asked Otokawa what her thoughts are. The elections ended with no incident. Otokawa was elected student body president. There were a few people who didn't vote for her, but there were only a few of them. And Leona didn't interfere because of this video, so I believe this is an honest reflection of people's feelings. The other members of government were replaced by me and the other members of the Bible study group. And of course, clubs like the social club that were being run improperly were improved. The clubs that were discriminated against by Leona were improved as well. Thanks to Otokawa, the academy was completely revamped and normal school atmosphere was being reestablished. After that day, Leona Morimoto disappeared from campus. Rumor has it she went to school in England, but no one knows for sure. But I'm sure she didn't miss this school at all. It had become extremely uncomfortable for her. I rustle out from under my covers and feel for the alarm clock. As the alarm clock is going off, someone comes barging into my room. They come over to the bed and turn the alarm clock off for me. Come on, wake up! Having Otokawa wake me up is part of my morning routine. Needless to say, there have been no new developments in our relationship. I thought about telling Otokawa how I feel so many times, but I still haven't gotten around to it. I worry that it will just go on like this until graduation day. Is it that late already? I pulled the covers off me, rubbed my eyes, and looked at Otokawa. Come on, breakfast is already ready, so get up. Okay, I get out of bed and look at Otokawa, who's in uniform. Why are you staring at me? Is there something on my face? We've never done it since that time, huh? Where's this coming from? Otokawa takes a few steps back when I say this out of the blue. Of course she knows full well what I'm talking about. Now that Leona's gone, why don't we... What are you trying to say? You know, we can deepen our relationship, and we've already done it. That was an accident. There was something wrong with me then. Otokawa panics. She starts to make excuses. What? Hey, what is that? Otokawa looks at my crotch and screams. I look. It's morning and my crotch is in quite a state. No, this is just because it's morning. Look, I like you. We were first before, but I really want to get to know you properly this time. I said it. When she hears this, Otokawa turns bright red and starts to sway. But, you can't just hit me with this. I don't not like you. And that time, a part of me liked it. Even Otokawa's ears are red, she lets it out. Really? Then can I come to your room tonight? What? When I say this, she gets really agitated. Was I too direct? But it's not like it's our first time, and since the first time was so hardcore, it's no wonder I lust after her. Silence continues for a while. Otokawa starts to speak slowly. Okay. What? Okay, I'll be waiting for you tonight. When I hear this, I'm so happy my heart almost stops, but my joy is short-lived. I heard it! Nonomiya comes flying into the room. Nonomiya! Wait, don't get the wrong idea. That wasn't true. Hayami-kun made it up. Otokawa's face is bright red. She tries to play it off, but there's no way Nonomiya will allow that. I'm gonna tell everyone! Wait! Listen to what I have to say! I have news! Everyone check this out! Run! Nonomiya doesn't listen to Otokawa. She bolts out of the room. What are you going to do about this, Hayami-kun? This is all because you said what you said. But I... The entire dorm found out about Otokawa and I confessing our feelings to each other in a matter of seconds. The next morning, our love scene was on TV during breakfast, taken by a hidden camera. I guess our struggles have only begun. Happily, ever after. Alright. And that's it, guys. Discipline is finished. That's it. We finally finished Discipline. that is it. We got the good ending. That's the good ending. N1. Ending you saw is N1. One of five completed. All the other ends are bad ends. So, there was some interesting stuff that I remember, but it might not be from the Discipline novel. I think it's from the Discipline hentai. I'm gonna recommend that again. I know I've been recommending that a lot in the comments section and just the info section. Well, the comments section, the info section, you know, where you get information about the videos. Definitely go watch the hentai. It's actually done well as far as the story's concerned, and it goes deeper. Way deeper. Like, there's some really cool stuff that happens in the hentai. And it's not sex. We're talking about some really good plot development. And not that kind of plot development. It's more interesting than the actual game itself. And it may only be in the Discipline gold version, or the, you know, the special version of Discipline that never got translated. They only translated the original Discipline and not the special version with the updated scenes and more plot and story and all that. That's probably what got adapted. So definitely check that out. It's still a marvel in the erogay genre, the hentai genre. And it sucks that, you know, it was for a time the only Seishoujo we had, the last Seishoujo I had translated. But we do have Great Deceiver now, so we can give you guys Great Deceiver. Don't worry about that. We'll be doing that Great Deceiver next. Remember, that Great Deceiver does have a mosaic, and I can't do a fucking thing about it. I'm sorry. It's not that bad of a mosaic. But you guys did sit through Dominance. So if you can sit through Dominance with its mosaics, you can sit through Great Deceiver with its mosaics, okay? So we're going to do all of Great Deceiver, it's not that long, it's really short. And then after that, we're done with Seishoujo. Like, we literally have nothing else. That's it. That's all that's been translated. We don't have a damn thing else. So unless something else comes out, we won't be able to bring you any more Seishoujo. But we can bring you a lot of other stuff. I mean, that's good, kind of. I mean, we'll find stuff. I mean, there's always stuff we can do. We can do Chronoi. There's a lot of different shit I've been looking at. So we've got degenerate ones that we can still do. Don't worry. Might not be as great as art as Seishoujo, but, you know, that's the thing about these. You gotta cherish what you got, right? I love the way he draws, and I still think he's the best artist in the whole damn hentai genre. Like, just bar none. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more great hentai games, more great erogay games, on Grimm's Hentai Corner. Thank you guys so much for being a part of Discipline. And, hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here.